Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. . 2025 was a productive year for Native American music makers. We talked with our favorite music experts about some of the standout releases from the year. Tori J is the host of Sounds of Survivance on Seattle radio station KEXP. He is Quinault and doesn't hide the fact that he is a fan of metal. But among his top artists of 2025 is Australian Aboriginal soul and pop artist Keon, whose voice and production quality, he says, shows a mature artistry that promises a successful creative career.
She's been on my radar since I started at KEXP because she just has this really amazing, soulful voice. You know, like, I make it pretty clear to listeners and to friends and family that I'm like a metalhead, but I actually have a huge soft spot in my heart for like a soulful soul and R&B singer like Keon. And her mini EP that she released this year, For Me, For You, has just these really, really dense collaborations with like the incredible virtuosic musicians in Australia's jazz and sort of neo soul scene. You don't have to hold this on your
own. You don't have to hold this. That is Tori J talking about Australian Aboriginal artist Keon and the song Heavy. Brett Mabee is the host of The Mainstream and Gyno, two shows syndicated on Native Voice One. He is Seneca. Among his top picks for the year is Cherokee singer-songwriter Ken Pomeroy, whose debut album is making a splash on the national stage with songs like Stranger.
The wind keeps on hitting me like my mother used to.
Her voice alone, I think, can really uplift anybody's spirit. It elicits a few tears as well. Such a beautiful voice. And I actually became aware of her work through Sterling Harjo talking her up, as well as you just mentioned, has featured her in his projects. And I only see her going up from here. I mean, or as far as she wants to take it for that matter. I mean, really hitting the scene strong, and says more with her voice and an acoustic guitar than I think most people do with multiple voices and lush arrangements or anything like that. I think she has what it takes to really be around for a long time.
Gonna go. I'm gonna.
That is Brett Mabee talking about new Cherokee singer-songwriter Ken Pomeroy. Larry Kay hosts the show Indigenous in Music, also on NV1. He is Ho-Chunk. He says he sees a rise in country music in the past year, and that includes the new direction by Dinette artist Hatothli, which can be heard on tracks like Little Brother from his latest album, I'll Be Around.
Well, he's changing. I feel he was just on my show a few weeks ago, and I asked him about the change, and he's kind of went from like a rock, soft rock, pop. Now he's in tinkering around with country, and I like it. I kind of feel there's a little trend going into the country rock arena, because he's jumping on board, and he's I think he's only like 23, 24, and I really like this new album. His two previous albums that I promote a lot are more on a rock theme. And so he's bent the rules, and he's jumping into the new country arena. So I'm happy to hear it. And, you know, every album's got some your favorite songs. His new album, Little Brother, is one of my favorites. I've been playing a lot of it lately.
That's a sampling of the many new and veteran Native artists who put out new music in 2025. You can hear the full hour of our interviews with Native music experts by going to NativeAmericaCalling.com. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.